The Minister of Community Safety, Albert Fritz, has welcomed the arrest of a suspect believed to have murdered Jess Hess, 18, and her grandfather, Chris Lotterhan, 85. Minister Fritz further calls on the Department of Correctional Services to urgently ensure that dangerous repeat offenders are not allowed back into our communities as they cause further harm. The 31-year-old relative of Hess was identified after having been positively linked to the rape of a teenage woman in Hanover Park on Monday. The suspect became a person of interest in the investigation of a double murder on 31 August after circumstantial evidence linked him to the murder of Hess and her grandfather. Minister Fritz said, "The suspect was reportedly out on parole at the time of both crimes and was arrested for rape and robbery before 1 p.m. yesterday. This was thanks to an effective community policing partnership. Strice Bay community members recognized the suspect, alerted the police, and two detectives responded. He was subsequently arrested and taken to Cape Town to possibly link him to the mentioned crimes. I commend the responsible citizens involved in this arrest for their timeliest response." Minister Fritz added, "I call on the Department of Correctional Services to urgently address this issue by devising a comprehensive and sustainable plan with all key stakeholders, including key provincial government departments, to address this crisis. Those convicted of serious crimes, such as murder and rape, should not be given a second opportunity to bring further harm to innocent people." Minister Fritz said, "It is further of great concern that Hess's family have reportedly been waiting nearly 3 months for DNA found at the crime scene to be analysed. Urgent solutions must be identified and implemented to address backlogs in forensic services and ensure that guilty parties are timeously convicted." Under the leadership of Minister Albert Fritz, the Department of Community Safety remains committed to using every tool at its disposal to safeguard the citizens of the Western Cape.